Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have Sydney Brennan on the line, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week, and I think it's going to have a St. Patrick's Day theme. Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Sydney.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Jamie.
It's a rainy one to start. That's for sure.
It absolutely is, yes. And you know what? In honor of St. Patrick's Day and to brighten our day since we have so much rain today, this week's recipe, a little bit festive, keeps with the St. Patrick's Day theme. It's called Lucky Leprechaun Muffins.
Absolutely perfect. Sounds great. Take it away, Sydney.
Well, if you guess that these muffins might be green, you're 100% right. The spinach that goes in the batter turns these sweet muffins a bright green color, which is perfect for St. Patrick's Day, but is also a really great opportunity to get your kids involved in the kitchen. Doing fun experiments like this that can change foods, different colors, and showing our kids different ways to incorporate fruits and veggies into their meals and snacks is a really great way to encourage more fruit and vegetable consumption. Plus, these muffins are packed with nutrients like vitamin K, iron, and folate, which is just an added bonus too. So to make these green muffins, first you're going to combine about 4 cups of packed baby spinach, a ripe banana, 3/4 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of melted margarine, some honey, an egg, and a bit of vanilla to a blender, and then blend that on high until it's well pureed. Then you're going to combine your dry ingredients in a separate bowl, which is 2 cups of flour, a bit of cinnamon, some baking powder, baking soda, and a bit of salt. And then you're going to add your wet ingredients to your dry ingredients and gently mix them together until they're just combined. Spoon your batter into a greased muffin tin and bake at 350 for about 20 minutes or until they're cooked through. Serve it with some chocolate gold coins, and you've got yourself a very lucky snack that's fit for any leprechaun out there.
Absolutely. And what a great idea for any sort of St. Patrick's get-together, and lots of fun for the family. Lucky Leprechaun Muffins. We'll have, of course, the recipe of the week with Sydney. That'll be available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. Sydney, lots to talk about. It was great seeing you just the other day at Zehrs. We kind of ran into each other. I was there picking up freshly baked donuts from Zehrs Bakery for the Zehrs Donut Day giveaway contest. It was great to run into you there.
Yes, it was so great. I was grabbing my morning coffee from Starbucks and turned around and saw you walk right into the store. So I always love seeing people in the store. And, you know, for any of the listeners out there, if you ever see my office door open, it's right across from the self-checkout. I always love it when people come say hi, so don't be shy.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you recently hosted a couple of junior chef kids cooking classes. Is that right?
Yes, I did. So actually earlier this week for March break, I was in St. Catharines with my dietitian colleague, Leah, and we hosted some junior chef cooking classes at the Penn Center. So we had a little snack. We made fruit explosion pizzas, talked about the 5 senses with food, and I think the kids had a blast. We had a blast. And you know what? I would love to do more events like this. So if that sounds like, you know, something that might be up your alley, whether you're a teacher or, you know, run any other sort of kids activities, feel free to reach out to me. My contact info is on my Facebook page, and let's connect about it.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, you can check out Sydney's profile. It is on the Your Loblaws Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario, and we have shared that on our Facebook page. And Sydney, I'm just glad to see that you mentioned your cats.
Absolutely. And you know what? I am going to send over a picture of my one cat, Cinder. We had a St. Patrick's Day photo shoot, so that'll you'll be seeing that later today, too.
Oh, perfect. Well, there you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is Zehrs. Again, the Facebook page is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. And again, Sydney, if they want to keep in touch, next week we should chat about March being Nutrition Month. We can chat about that next week. But if folks want to reach out, what's the best way?
Absolutely. So the best way to reach me, you can either give me a call. My phone number is 519-301-0827, or you can also send me an email. You can find my email just by Googling Zehrs Stratford Registered Dietitian, or my email is sydney.brennan01@loblaw.ca.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Well, Sydney, with this rain today for this St. Patrick's Day, I hope you and the cats have a dry enough St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Jamie. I hope that everyone out there who is celebrating St. Patrick's Day has a great day and that everybody stays dry this weekend.